Good afternoon. Or good morning, or good evening, or wherever we're up to.
There's no time limit.
Oh, that's dangerous.
5:30.
No, before that. Thank you for being patient.
谢谢你们的, 耐心等候。
I didn't know if we were going to get here today. Yesterday I found that our plane was delayed a little bit. And so I emailed Michelle to let her know that it would be about 20 minutes later than I thought I would be. And she wrote back a little, just one line. She said, God's or His timing is the best. But I don't think she knew then that the plane's brakes would fail and that they would forget some important documents and we'd be delayed another hour. So I don't know if you've been completely thrown off schedule or if this is supposed to be when you're to be here, but I'm glad you hung around. And I trust that the Lord is going to meet us during these couple of days that we're together. We've been praying already that He would meet you last night and this morning in your meetings. The Bible says that as we draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to us. It really depends on our attitude towards Him, our desire for Him. As we desire Him and as we seek Him, we'll find Him. I know you know that already and you found that to be so. Could we just bow in a word of prayer yet? You've probably been praying half the afternoon, but I just got here and let's just look to the Lord
together.
Dear Lord, we thank You that we can be together this afternoon. We thank You for Your presence among us. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that You'll draw very near to every one of us who are here this afternoon. We come expectant. With an open heart to receive all that You have for us. So speak to us, Lord. Draw us closer to Yourself. And work in every one of us to will and to do of Your good pleasure, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a Bible, would you open with me to 2 Timothy? Chapter 2, beginning with verse 20. I was told that this morning you had a wonderful sermon already spoken from this passage. But I'd like to read it again. It was strongly impressed on me as I thought of these meetings that this is what the Lord would have for us. Just a simple thought from this short passage in 2 Timothy 2, beginning with verse 20.
在提后二章二十节，就是这一节。
Where we read that in a large house there are many different kinds of vessels. I kind of think the large house might refer to the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. There are all different kinds of members of that body. All different kinds of vessels that you have in your house. Now, I know that your house is probably a little different than my house. I don't think I own a wok. I probably don't have any soy sauce. Or maybe I do. I think I do have some of that. But you have utensils and vessels that I don't have. I probably have some things that you don't. But in a spiritual house, there are also vessels. Some of them are very different from one another. If you look at the person sitting next to you, you're different than that person. You're thankful that you are. But you're different in many ways. Not just outwardly in the way that you look, but inwardly in the way that you are. Your capacity for God might be different. His desire over your life may be different. And what He's been able to do in you is different from the one that's next to you, perhaps. Paul says, in this house, some of the vessels are made of gold and some are made of silver. Now, I would imagine those are the desirable vessels. Those are the real costly ones. Some of the vessels are made of wood and of clay. Some of the vessels are for noble purposes and some for ignoble purposes. In my home, I know that when we have special company, we take out fine china. My wife doesn't give me meals on that every night. That's only for special occasions, for special people. And then we have that ordinary, everyday kind of china. Then there are styrofoam and paper plates. It's all used for the same purpose, but the quality of the vessel is different. Some of them are meant for one specific purpose over another. In the kingdom of God, there are these different kinds of vessels. Some are more noble than others. I don't mean nobility in the sense of a crown and a purple robe, but nobility in the sense that they're special to God. Maybe some vessels are able to hear God's voice more readily than others. Some vessels are more desirous to do His will than other vessels are. That's the difference. It says here that some of them are noble and some are ignoble. And in this passage, it leaves the responsibility of what kind of vessel you want to be up to you. See, naturally speaking, this cup could never be a golden goblet. No matter how hard it wants to be. But it says here in the Bible that the ignoble vessel can purge itself from among the common and become a vessel unto honor. And to be a vessel unto honor is to be a vessel that is meet for the Master's use. Made holy. Prepared unto every good work. It's my desire that every one of us become vessels unto honor. That we aspire to be all that God wants us to be. Useful in His kingdom. Holy for Him. Sanctified and meet for His use. Now I hope that's your desire. You might be content with what you are. You might be satisfied that you're in the house. That's a wonderful place to be. In God's house, among God's people. But God has something better for you. He wants you to be all that He can make you to become. Now, I believe that that's God's call for all of us. But that's not easy. I don't know that it's difficult for God, but it's not easy on us. There has to be a willingness to the purpose and to the will of God. And that purpose doesn't come easy.
但是这个旨意是不容易的。
There's a cost.
因为是要付代价。
There's a price to be paid to be all that God wants you to be.
因为要成为神所要我们成为的是要付代价。
And we need to be willing to pay that price.
我们必须首先要愿意付那个价钱。
Many people in the house are not willing to pay the price to aspire to be all that God wants them to be.
很多在神家里的人不是都愿意完全把自己让给神的手里，让他做成他所要做的。
I'm not saying that not everybody in the house is going to heaven.
我不是说并不是神家每一个人都不能上天堂。
Perhaps we might say they're all saved, born again.
我可以说每一个人都已经重生得救了。
But there are many people that are satisfied right there.
但是很多人就安于那个状态。
Oh, I don't think I'm going to go to hell. I think I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm happy that I am.
Oh, 我想我大概不会去地狱。我想我是要去天堂的。哦，我就为这个很高兴。
Well, I think I'm going to heaven too, and I'm happy that I am.
另外一个人说，我想我也是要去天堂的。哦，我也很高兴。
But I don't want to be satisfied until He is satisfied.
但是我的心是不能满足的，除非我的主对我满足。
When He picked you up out of sin,
当他从罪里将我拯救出来。
Out of that miry clay.
从那个泥土里拿出来的时候
He had a purpose over your life.
他在我的生命中是有一个目的的
A desire.
他有一个目的有个计划的
And his power can make you what you ought to be.
而且他有那个能力改变我们把我们变成他要我们成为的
If you're willing to become a vessel that he can work on.
只要我们愿意在他手中成为一个顺命的器皿
In the book of Philippians in chapter 2
在腓立比书第二章
You don't have to turn there if you want to. It's verse 21.
你并不需要翻去，但是主要是二十一节。
The Apostle Paul, there nearing the end of his life, is speaking about people that he has worked with among the people of God.
在那个时候，保罗已经来到他生命旅途的末期。
By this time, Paul had a lot of friends and a lot of co-workers.
这个时候，他已经有许多的朋友，有许多的同工。
He met a lot of people that were saved and were happy that they were.
他已经遇到很多基督徒，都安于只是得救而已。
But he makes a statement here that is kind of sad.
但这里他讲了一句话是蛮叫人伤心的。
He says in verse 21, everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
他说别人都求自己的事并不求耶稣基督的事。
That's a very sad commentary on the people of God.
这是讲到神儿女光景一个很悲哀的情形。
He goes on to say that there's one man that's different.
但他说有一个人不是这样。
Timothy's different.
提摩太不是这样。
Somehow or other, he has a heart for God and for the people of God.
他向着神有一个火热的心，向神的百姓也是如此。
There's something in that man that just naturally cares for the kingdom of God and for the people of God.
在那个人里面有一个东西让他自然就关心神的国，神的百姓。
He has become a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
他已经成为那个圣洁的器皿，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Now that's good as far as Timothy's concerned.
那就的提摩太而言呢是够了。
The sad part of it is that he was the only one.
但是呢，可悲的是就是说只有这么一个。
Looking over the whole group of the people of God, the Apostle Paul could say they all seek their own interests.
放眼看所有他认识的许多神的百姓基督徒，保罗只能找到一个人。
This one's more concerned about earning $1 million before they turn 30.
关心神的是只有但是其他人都不关心耶稣基督的事。
This one's more interested in finding a wife or a husband before they turn 40.
这个人只在乎说他能在40岁以前找到一个配偶。
And here are a bunch that are interested to get to New York City and see it before they turn 50.
有些人希望立志在50岁以前起码要到纽约走一趟。
They all got their own different desires.
每一个人有各样不同的欲望。
But nobody really cares for the kingdom of God.
但是没有人真正关心神的国度。
Nobody cares for the people of God.
没有人关心神的百姓。
They all seek their own, not the things that are of Christ Jesus.
每一个人都求自己的事，但是没有人求耶稣基督的事。
Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord could look down on us the same afternoon from heaven?
你想想，今天下午这个时候，若是神从天上往下看，如果
Well, it wouldn't be wonderful if he could. He can, and he does.
事实上神是会往下看的。
But wouldn't it be wonderful if he could say, everyone there in that Redlands University meeting, they all seek the things that belong to Christ.
当他讲说今天神若从天上往下看，他说今天在这个红土大学聚会的每一个基督徒都挂念基督耶稣的事。
The things of this world don't attract them anymore. The things of this life are second or third or fourth on the list. And their supreme desire is to seek those things that are above. And set their affections on those things that are above. I can't answer for you. I could hardly answer for myself. Lord, may it be so in my life. May I seek those things that belong to you. Make me a vessel that is sanctified. Ready to do what you command. Ready to be useful for you. Wherever you want me, however you want me, whenever you want me. Not that there may be a list of things that come before you in your kingdom. The Apostle Paul said, you've been bought with the price. You're not your own anymore. You belong to Him. And now your employ is to glorify Him. In your body and in your soul, which are His. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus put it this way. If you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you're willing to lose your life for my sake, you're going to find it. Jesus said, what is it going to profit you if you were to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? And so as his eyes run to and fro over this group this afternoon, he's looking for people who are willing to lose their lives for his sake. For people who are willing to seek his kingdom and not their own. For people who are willing to purge themselves from the ignoble vessels and aspire to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's
use.
And when Jesus Christ picks you up from your sin, He already sees what He can make of you. He doesn't just see what you are, kind of rough around the edges, and needing to learn an awful lot, needing shaping and working on and honing in this way and that way. Oh, he sees that, but he sees beyond that. He sees what he can make of you. Art is not something that I am very good at. But I've read about some of these great sculptors. Before they start working on a piece of rock that they're going to chisel a carving out of, they'll go to wherever they get their big rocks and they'll look at the different pieces of marble or granite or whatever they're going to use, and they'll look at that big rock. Now, I look at that and what I see is a big rock. I see nothing else but a big rock. But they look at that rock and they see what they're going to be able to make out of that rock. That rock is going to get chiseled all over the place. Smacked over here. A rough edge knocked off over here. And over here. Is that rock willing to pay the price to be what the master wants to make it? Now that rock can't talk. That rock can't run. See, the problem with you and with me is that we can talk and we can run. And sometimes when the Lord says, I'm going to knock a piece off here to make you what I want you to be, we talk back to Him. We say, poo. We don't want that. Sometimes He says, let me get you over here. We run. You see, turn with me to the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. The Lord talks about it there to Jeremiah.
在这里神向耶利米说话,
he gives him an object lesson.
他给他一个上一堂课,
so Jeremiah, I'd like you to go down to the potter's house.
他说我要你起来下到窑匠的家里去。
And so Jeremiah goes down to the potter's house.
所以耶利米就起来下到窑匠的家里去。
Now what the potter had was a lump of clay.
他说在那个窑匠的家中你会看到一团泥土。
Now some of you are more like rocks, some of you are more like lumps of clay.
有些人呢很像石头, 有些人像一团泥土。
The ones of you that are hard,
那个脑袋比较硬的,
you're the rock.
你是属于石头型的。
Those of you that are a little doughy,
这些比较,
you're like the lump of clay.
你就像一团泥土。
Jeremiah, he sees the potter with a lump of clay.
And 在这里呢, 耶利米书看到了一团泥土。
Now, the potter is the master craftsman.
在这里, 这个窑匠呢, 就是这个艺术家。
The potter knows what to do with that lump of clay.
他知道如何处理这一团的泥土。
And the lump of clay is in a good place. He's in the potter's hands.
所以呢, 这团泥土是在一个对的地方, 因为他在窑匠的手中。
And so as Jeremiah goes and he works, he sees the potter working on the wheel.
所以他就看到窑匠怎么操作。
And the master is shaping this piece of clay into the vessel he wants to make of it.
他看到这个窑匠在那里制作那个泥土，要做成一个东西。
And then he gets to the place all of a sudden where it's not the way he wanted it.
但是做做做，突然下这个不合他的意。
So he folds it all together again and starts all again. Starts to make it anew again. And then the word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah. And through Jeremiah, the Lord speaks to the people of God. And he says, can I do with you as this potter does to this lump of clay?
神说,以色列家,
like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
你在窑匠的手中怎样,
now the Lord is kind of half complaining about his people in this passage. Can I do with you like this potter does with this clay? I have you in my hand and I want to make you like this and you don't want to be made like this. He takes the clay, he does whatever he wants with it. I take the clay and I got to fight it to make it do what I want it to do. You see, what I've been saying since I stood up here this afternoon is really the same thing three or four different ways. You are that clay in the potter's hand. You are that piece of rock that needs to be chiseled on. You are a vessel that you can aspire and be willing to be made into a vessel unto honor. And in order for that to be done, you need to be willing to lose your life. You need to be willing to seek those things that are above, not your own interests. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said to his disciples, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not your kingdom first. Not your own ways first. Not your will first. His kingdom. And his will. And his purpose. And you sit here and you look back at me and you say, yeah, but not me.
你看着我说, 哎,对,讲得有道理,不过可,
that might be good for Brother Timothy and for Brother so-and-so and for Brother so, but not me. You say, but I'm only a teenager, some of you, that may be.
年轻人而已啊,
oh, I'm already a senior citizen. What good could I be anymore?
或者我现在已经退休,我太老了,
oh, don't ever say that, teenagers, senior citizens, or any one of you. It's never too late to let him have his way. It's never too early to start. And don't ever say, but he could never do anything with me. I have no talents. I have no brains, or not many. I don't have much ability. What can he do with me? Oh, I love where the Apostle Paul says in Corinthians, he likes to take those things that are nothing. And he likes to make something special out of nothing. That no flesh should glory in his presence. It seems that he specializes in taking the ignoble vessel. That is sort of cast off and on the sidelines because they're not very good at anything. And he says, watch what I can do. Just let me get that vessel in my hands and let me start working and let me show you what I can do. I can make something beautiful out of that life. I can fashion that into something meet for my use. And so I would hope that every one of you would say this afternoon, I'm willing for this.
Oh,
I want to be that. I want to be all that he wants me to be. Now, I never said that you would be something special in the eyes of the world. I never said everybody would bow down before you when you walk past. That's not what we're aspiring for. We want to be what he wants us to be. And in my opinion, some of the greatest vessels in the kingdom of God have never been written up in any magazines. Nobody knows their names. Some of these men and women that have laid down their lives for Jesus Christ in China. Or in many other places in this world. Who are willing to give themselves to Him. And let Him use them. And let Him fashion them. And oh, I trust that He would do that with every one of us in these days. I thought of many, many examples in the Bible. People who God picked up and changed. People who were not very useful at the start. Just ordinary men. We read that about Elijah. We read that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we. In the New International Translation of the Bible, it says Elijah was an ordinary man. An ordinary man from an ordinary place. He couldn't say he was from California. Or Taiwan. China. He was from Gilgal. Just an ordinary man from an ordinary place. But when God got to working on Elijah, teaching him lessons,
教导他,
fashioning him, what a vessel unto honor he became. Wouldn't you like to be like Elijah? I mean, spiritually speaking. Would you like to call down fire from heaven? Wouldn't you like to do those other things that he did, like outrun the chariot? What a man he was. But it's not so much the mighty works that he did that were so important. That's the easy part. The hard part is to get the vessel to the place where they can call down fire from heaven. Where they can be all that he wants them to be. So I thought of Elijah. But I didn't want to preach about Elijah. So I thought of Peter. Peter, where was Peter from? Do you remember? He was a fisherman. A fisherman from Galilee, right?
他是从加利利海来的,他是一个渔夫,
What's so special about a fisherman from Galilee? Nothing.
哇,加利利来的渔夫有什么特别的?
A very menial job in a very menial place.
非常普通的工作,
and one day the Lord said, Follow me.
直到有一天主耶稣说,
and Peter began to follow him. Peter was a rock, let me tell you.
彼得他是一个石头型的人,
hard in the head.
脑子非常顽固,
it seems sometimes empty in the head too.
有的时候脑子是蛮空的,
he would speak and then he would think afterwards about what he said.
他会先说, 然后才想, oh,
and a lot of times he came to the conclusion that what I said I shouldn't have said. You've done that before, haven't you? I think we all have. But when the Lord said to Peter, follow me, the Lord just didn't see this hard man with a lot of rough edges. The Lord saw what he could make Peter.
神看到说,
but Peter needed to be willing to be clay in the potter's hand. He needed to be taught. Sometimes he needed to be whacked. Chiseled hard. Like the time when the Lord said to him, Get thee behind me, Satan. What would you do if the Lord called you Satan? You'd get all mad. How dare you call me Satan? I'm not coming to church anymore. That's it. You can forget about me being a vessel and you call me Satan. But Peter realized that what was happening was he was being fashioned. And that mind of his and that thought of Jesus not going to the cross needed to be knocked right out of Peter. And there are a lot of ways that need to be knocked out of us too. Can I not do with you as I do as the potter does to this lump of clay? Can I get you the way I want you? Oh, we can go on for the next 3 days and talk about Peter. But I don't want to talk about Peter
either.
So I thought maybe about Joseph.
我想，也许讲到约瑟。Joseph,
a boy, a kid.
约瑟是一个小孩。This
poor kid is having dreams.
他这个可怜的孩子做了一些梦。
Telling everybody about his coats of many colors and telling his brothers that they're going to bow down to him.
他做了梦呢，还去告诉他的哥哥们说，将来他们就要向他下拜。
I don't really understand it. I don't have any brothers, but that didn't fly very well to his brothers.
我个人来说是没有什么兄弟的，我是不晓得他为什么会这样做。
And they didn't like that idea.
当然，他的兄弟是不喜欢他这样说。
And you know the story.
你们都知道发生的事情。
Joseph had an awful lot of shaping and molding. It took him in and out of prisons and hard places. And it was all to bring Joseph to the place where he could be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. He went through years of neglect and hard, difficult places. But he was willing to pay the price. And the Lord said, In those days when you were in the furnace of affliction, I put iron into your bones.
神说，当你那些在火炉中炼净的日子,
but I don't want to talk about Joseph either.
但是我也是不想要讲到约瑟。
I can go on for the next 3 days and tell you all about people I don't want to talk about.
我可以花三天时间告诉你一些人是我不愿意讲的。
But what I'm trying to tell you is that there are an awful lot of people in this book whose lives we could look at. Would you like to talk about Moses for a little while?
或者摩西呢?
I don't.
我是不想讲摩西的,
but I could.
但是我可以讲摩西的,
same thing.
因为是一样的原则,
taking care of his father-in-law's sheep for so many years on the backside of a desert.
在那沙漠里替他的岳父养那么多年的羊,
what's going on there?
这是怎么回事啊?
Vessel unto honor. Would you like to talk about Paul? I don't want him. But we could. And you name me anybody that we have anything about in this book more than two words, and They've gone through the same process.
任何许多的名字在这里面记载的，都可以，我们都可以看到这个原则。
And I think that God's ways are still the same today.
我相信神的作为到今天仍然是一样的。
I think when he finds a man or a woman or a boy or a girl who are willing to stay in his hands,
当他找到一个男人、女人、男孩或女孩愿意把自己让在他手中的,
I think he says, now I got somebody who I can use for my glory.
我想神马上就说, 啊, 我现在终于能够得到一个人为着我的荣耀,
maybe he'll make out of you a prayer warrior.
Maybe 我, 也许我将这人, 制作成一个祷告的勇士。
You know what they are?
你知道这样是什么的人?
They're people that give themselves to prayer.
那是把自己献身于祷告的。
And they just spend time in His presence interceding for the people of God and the kingdom of God. What tremendous vessels they are.
Oh,
some are just used to help others along the way.
There's
a man named Onesiphorus in the Bible that Paul mentions. Paul was a little down and discouraged.
保罗在那个时候呢是很气馁，他经过一些事情。
But the Lord sent Onesiphorus when Paul was in jail.
但是呢，当保罗在监狱的时候，神打发了亚尼西弗去看他。
Paul said, nobody else looked out for me or cared about me.
保罗说都没有人关心我。
But Onesiphorus came and he oft refreshed me.
但是亚尼西弗来带给我力量。
You know what a good ministry that is?
你可知道这是何等好的一个服事？
I could use a church full of people like that, couldn't you?
我希望我教会里充满了这样的人，不是吗？
Could you tell me? Yeah, I think every church could use a church full of people. I see Sister Z, she can use, you can use a church full of people like that.
我想史师母，你也可以用这样子的人来帮助你。
Encourage one another.
来彼此勉励。
Breathe new life into people who are discouraged and a little down.
把生命带到那些沮丧的人里面。
People who feel as if they're failures and they'll never make it and they're no good.
那些下层因着失败而不能起来的人。
Just go to the dining room later and listen to the saints talk around the table.
等一下吃饭的时候你就到处走走，听大家的对话。你听到很多的埋怨，很多的沮丧的话。
Now if that happens tonight after we finish here and you're eating, look at that person and say, praise the Lord.
如果今天晚餐发生这样情形，你就看着那个人跟他说赞美主。
In everything give thanks.
在凡事上谢恩。
God's in control.
因为神在负责。
Encourage that brother or sister.
勉励那个弟兄或姊妹。
That's what Onesiphorus did.
那就是亚尼西弗所做的事。
And he refreshed the apostle.
他让保罗重新得力。
Maybe that's the kind of vessel the Lord would make you.
也许呢，神就是要把你做成那样的器皿。
Well, after a while, I figured out who I think I'd like to look at with you the next couple of days. Before I did that, I also looked in a book I have back at home.
Back at home?
Yeah, home in New York. I got this book that I write down what I preached about wherever I went. So I don't preach the same thing every time I come. You'll think I'm senile if I do that.
And I was
going in my mind through Moses and Elijah and Paul and Peter and all these different guys. And then I thought about one of my favorites. Now I brought someone from New York with me. His name is Stephen. If you see him later on, he's the other guy that has the same complexion that I have.
我带了我的内地史提夫在我们当中，你们很容易认出他的，因为他是我们当中唯一的另外一个白人。
And he would probably think that my favorite character is Daniel because I do like Daniel a lot.
他可能以为我最喜欢圣经人物是但以理，因为我常常讲到但以理。
But I look back in this book that I have at home in New York, and it said that I haven't said anything in Culver City about this particular man since 1997.
我看到我的笔记簿里面记载呢，自从1997到现在，我还没有在这个主灵团里讲到这个人物过。
Now, how many of you were here in 1997?
1997年的时候是在参加特会。
Just a few.
就几个而已啊。
Now, I hope that you don't have very good memories.
我希望你的记忆力不是太好。
Usually after I preach, people remember it about 1 week if I'm lucky. So I thought it was pretty safe going 9 years away. And if you remember it, it's probably time again. So I'd like you to turn in your Bible to Judges chapter 6. Now, if you wonder how long I'm going to preach for, just be assured that what I just gave you was my introduction. But I don't want you to get scared. Judges chapter 6, we find the story of a man named Gideon.
四世纪第六章, 在这里有一个人, 他的名字叫基甸。
Gideon is a great man.
他是一个伟大的人。
I like him a lot.
我很喜欢基甸。
I like what he does for the Lord.
我喜欢他为主所做的事。
But I don't want to talk about that today.
但是我今天不是要讲这个。
I don't want to talk about what Gideon does for the Lord.
我不要讲到说基甸为主做的什么事。
I want to talk about what the Lord does for Gideon.
我要讲到主为基甸所做的事。
With Gideon. To bring Gideon to the place that God could use him the way he did. See, I think most of us, when we think of Gideon, if we ever do, we think of the man who ran down in the valley and wiped out the Midianites. It was a tremendous victory with Gideon and his 300 men. They took on 185,000 Midianites plus the eastern tribes. And that was a formidable enemy and a tremendous victory. But the real important part of the story comes before that victory is recorded. Because if Gideon had not become clay in the potter's hands, if Gideon was not willing to lose his life, if Gideon were to seek his own interests and not the things that belong to God, we would not read a thing about the victory over the Midianites. And so again, I underscore and I stress that God has more difficulty getting a hold of vessels than he does performing miracles and wonders.
他是很容易成就这些神迹奇事，但是很难找到一个愿意顺服自己在他手中的器皿。
And I wouldn't be surprised that God would do more miracles and wonders had he more vessels in his hands that he could use.
若是神能够得着更多的器皿，再生来说是很容易成就更多的神迹奇事。
You see, Gideon and Moses and a lot of other people had the syndrome that you and I often have.
基甸跟摩西呢，有许多的共同的问题，就是你我也有的。
Lord, we need to see your victory accomplished.
主啊，我们要你的得胜成就。
We need to see you subdue enemies.
我们要看见你击败仇敌。
We need a miracle here and a miracle there.
我们需要在这里有神迹，在那里有神迹。
We need your power to be manifest.
哦，我们要你的能力显出来。
Signs and wonders to be done in the name of Jesus.
哦，我们要奉主的名成就神迹奇事。
And I say amen to every one of those things.
对这些的期望，我也说amen。
But perhaps what the Lord is saying is, amen, but I'd like a vessel. And everybody wants something to be done, but nobody wants to be the one through whom the Lord can do it.
Oh,
we want it to be done this weekend.
Oh, 主啊,
you cannot make a vessel unto honor in a weekend. You cannot make a vessel unto honor in a year. Now, I don't want to shortchange or put a time frame on what God can do and how long it takes God to do it. But as you read these different ones in the Bible, you'll find that it took time, an appreciable amount of time. To mold it and to fashion and to make into His image. At the beginning of chapter 6, you read that the Israelites were doing evil in the eyes of the Lord. Because they did evil in the eyes of the Lord sent the Midianites to impoverish the Israelites. There are often reasons for spiritual impoverishment. We often then blame the Lord or feel as if our church is no good or it's the pastor's fault. Most often you trace it back to your own sin. Your own waywardness. Walking away from the things of God. And the children of Israel had walked away from the things of God. And so they had gotten into terrible difficulty. For 7 years now, the Midianites had impoverished the Israelites. It had gotten so bad that when the Israelites would grow a crop of grain or wheat or whatever, and they would go out to reap it at the harvest time,
对，到一个什么严重的地步呢？就是每一逢以色列人在那打种之后，
the Midianites would wait in the bushes or in the hillsides, and they would come down on their camels, and they would knock off the children of Israel and take away all the grain.
那米甸人就躲在树丛里面或山上，等到时候到，他们就一起骑着骆驼进来，在经过所经过之地，残杀了许多的生命跟他们所种植的。
The children of Israel were living in caves and in shelters that they had made for themselves.
到那个地步，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴挖洞建造营寨。
Well, it came to one day when the Israelites began to turn back and to cry out to the Lord for help.
渐渐的，以色列人呢就转向神，向神发出呼求。
Maybe I should stop here and say right now that if you're here this afternoon,
让我停一下，如果对你们说，如果今天下午，
maybe inside your own heart you can say it's impoverished.
也许在你的心中，你知道你是极其穷乏。
I'm supposed to be living in Beulah land with the Lord, and I feel like I'm living in a cave with the bats.
我既然是一个信徒，我应该是住在那个美好的应许之地，但是我今天觉得我好像这样贫乏，要挖着一个洞穴躲在山里。
I'm living in the spiritual pits.
我在一个属灵的深洞里。
I'm not living on the mountaintop, I'm living way down in the valley.
我没有住在那个属灵的山顶，我住在属灵的山谷里。
I feel impoverished.
我觉得里面何等的贫乏。
I feel every time I try to get somewhere that the enemy just comes and steals it all away.
好像每次我想要怎么样，做一点什么的时候，好像仇敌就来把它偷走。
I have a suggestion for you if there's anybody like that this afternoon.
如果这是你的光景，我有个建议。
But you cry out to the Lord for mercy.
就是你向神呼求，求他的怜悯。
Maybe it's been going on in your heart for years.
也许这个光景在你里面已经多年了。
There are people that I think I know of people and have in the past that they've still come to church. They opened up the hymn books and kind of sung the songs a little bit. But their hearts weren't in it. And they were becoming more and more impoverished. You could be at a conference like this afternoon. Doing all the right things. Hoping that by going through the outward motions, you're going to find some kind of satisfaction in your heart. You'll not find heart satisfaction going through the outward motions. But if you would cry out to Him for mercy. In the 40th Psalm, the psalmist said, "This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him." And the Lord lifted him out of the miry clay and set his feet upon a rock. The children of Israel began to cry out to the Lord for mercy. And the Lord sent a prophet to them to speak to them. And the prophet said, this is verse 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. The prophet said that the Lord is the one that brought you out of slavery from Egypt, and He was blessing you and taking care of you until you turned away from Him. And because they have not listened to him, is she preaching her own sermon?
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead, finish. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, because they didn't listen to the Lord, they got into trouble. Okay, here enters Gideon, the rock, the piece of clay, the lump. The angel of the Lord comes to him and sits down under an oak tree. And Gideon is there threshing wheat in the wine press. Now that doesn't make sense. It's like flying an airplane in through a tunnel.
就好像在这个隧道里面飞飞机一样，这是不合理的。
You don't fly airplanes through tunnels.
你不会在隧道里飞飞机的。
You don't play basketball on a football field.
你不会在足球场上。
You don't thresh wheat in a wine press.
你不会在酒榨那里打麦子的。
Unless, of course, you're afraid of the Midianites coming down and stealing all your wheat.
当然，除非你是想要防备米甸人，怕他看到你在麦场上打麦子来抢夺你的麦成熟的你的收割。
I've never threshed wheat in my life.
我从来没有打过麦子。
I don't know if anybody here has ever done that. I've seen pictures of it being done. They beat that wheat really hard. And the chaff just flies all over the place. Kind of like a pillow fight.
And
then the feathers start to fly all over the room. Well, yeah, the chaff is flying all over. And when you're in the wine press, it's, you know, not the best place to be. But evidently Gideon is threshing wheat in the wine press because he's afraid. Afraid to really be out in the open where he could be seen. And then the angel of the Lord, this is verse 12, the angel of the Lord appears to Gideon and says something to him. What the angel of the Lord says doesn't make sense. The angel of the Lord calls Gideon a mighty man of valor.
神的使者说，哦，大能的勇士啊！
I would have called him a wimp.
我会说他是一个胆小鬼。
A scaredy cat.
一个胆怯的人。
Yeah, somebody who's fearful of his shadow.
连他自己的影子他都害怕。
But the Lord says, Gideon, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
神却说，大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
Gideon was looking around. Who's he talking to?
基甸四面看的时候，他在讲谁呀？
Standing there with this thing threshing wheat down in that wine press.
他在酒座那里拼命打那个麦子。
You see, it just goes to the point I was trying to make before. The Lord doesn't just see what we are at the given moment, but He sees what He can make of us if we let Him have His way with us.
就像我前面所说的，当神看我们的时候，不是看我们在某一个时点的光景，而是他看到他可以，当我们愿意把自己交给他的时候，他能够在我们身上所成就的事。Capish?
Capish? You understand?
你明白吗?
Yeah. I wonder what he said to you, or what he might say to you when he picks you up.
我不晓得当神拣选你的时候，他对你说什么。
Oh, there's my missionary to Nigeria.
神说啊，这是我可以送到Nigeria的使者，宣教士。你说谁呀？
Who's he talking to? Me?
你说谁？你在对谁说？
Oh, there's the one I'm going to make into a prayer warrior.
哦，我要叫那个人成为祷告的勇士。
Prayer warrior, I can't sit still for 5 minutes.
祷告勇士，我连坐着祷告5分钟都办不到。
If I pray for 5 minutes, I'll
会睡着的。
He just doesn't see what he has in his hands. He sees what he can make of what he has in his hands.
神所注意的不是他手中那个时候的情形，而是他能够把你改成什么样。
Are you willing to let him make of you what he wants you to be?
你愿意容许神改变你工作，你让你成为他所要你成为的吗？
Now don't try to be somebody else.
不要想做别人。
Don't try to be what you're not.
不要做想要做你不是的人。
Be willing for him to have his way with you.
要愿意让他能够照他的旨意来成就。
The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
他说神大能的勇士耶和华与你同在。
But Sir, Gideon replies, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us?
他说主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们怎么会遭到这一切的事呢？
Where are all these miracles we heard about? All the wondrous works that God had done in years gone by.
早些年我们听到各样的神迹奇事，怎么现在都不发生了？
The Lord has abandoned us and He's put us into the hand of Midian.
神已经丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。
You see how mixed up Gideon was?
你看米甸这个基甸的想法那么错误。
It's no different from the way that you were when God picked you up.
就好像神拣选我们的时候，或救济我们的时候，我们想法是一样的。
Maybe you're still all mixed up.
也许我们现在还是有那个错误的想法。
Ask your wife or your husband, they'll probably tell you the truth.
We
got it all confused sometimes.
很多时候我们都搞糊涂了。
Here Gideon says, the Lord has abandoned us.
在这里基甸说神已经丢弃我们。
That was just the opposite. It was all mixed up.
但是事实上与事实是相反的。
Why had the Lord abandoned them if he had? That's a question. You answer.
如果神真的丢弃他们了，神为什么会做这样的事？
Why?
为什么？
Why had the Lord abandoned the children of Israel?
为什么神会竟然丢弃他的百姓？
What did the prophet say?
先知是怎么说的？
What had they done to him?
他们对神做了什么事？
He had not abandoned them.
神没有丢弃他们哦。
They had abandoned him.
而是神的百姓丢弃了神。
But of course, that's not the way they see it.
当然他们是不这样看的。
But that's the way it indeed was.
但是事实是这样。
The Lord hadn't gone away from His people on purpose. He didn't want to. But they didn't want Him anymore or His ways. The Lord turns to Gideon in verse 14 and says, Go in the strength you have and save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Am I not sending you?
14节耶和华观看基甸说, 你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？
Gideon, I've heard your cry.
基甸，我听见了你的祷告。
You're a mighty man of valor.
你是神的大能勇士。
Maybe not today, but I can make you that.
也许你今天还不是大能勇士，但我可以把你做成那样。
What I want you to do is I want you to be the deliverer.
我要你做一件事，我要你去释放。
I want you to go in the strength you have and deliver Midian or deliver Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. And I'm sending you for that purpose. And Gideon said, uh-uh, not me. How could I do this? How can I save Israel? I'm just the weakest clan in Manasseh and I'm the least one in my family. I'm like the last guy that you should be thinking of sending.
应该是另外一个人吧。
Oh yes, we want a miracle.
就好像说,是,我们要神迹奇事。
Oh yes, we want deliverance. Lord, we want deliverance.
哦,主啊,我们需要你的拯救。
Lord, we need you to deliver us from the hand of the Midianites.
哦,主啊,我们要你将我们从米甸人手中拯救出来。
And you've been praying that today.
你今天有这样的祷告。
Lord, we want you to come to us.
哦,主啊,我们要你来到我们当中。
Lord, meet us, manifest yourself to us, help us come, deliver us, save us, blah, 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 blah.
让我们显现,遇见我们,拯救我们, blah, blah, blah.
Lord, yeah, that's right. And the Lord says, yes, I will.
那神说,是啊,我愿意啊。
I've heard your cry.
我听见你的呼求啦。
And you go, oh, good, he's heard my cry.
哦,太棒了,神听见了我们的祷告。
The Lord says, I'm going to use you.
神说,因此我要用你。
He said, no.
我说,哦,no。
No, no.
不。
Not me, I'm in the last row.
哦,我是在最后一排的。
Nobody in the last row was ever used for anything.
从来没有坐在最后一排的被神用过的。
Use those in the front row.
主啊,用那些坐在前面的。
But there's hardly anybody in the front row.
前面没有人啊。
Well, then use somebody in the middle, but anybody but not me.
那就用中间的,但是绝对不是我。
You've done that.
我们做过这样的事。
Let's not do that anymore.
那我们不要再做这样的事。
Lord, me, if you want to.
我说神啊,如果你要用我,就用我。
Ready to have you use me or not use me, whatever you desire. I'm not mine, I'm yours. Have your way, help yourself to me.
用我或不用我,不要照我的意思,照你的意思。
He will.
神会做的,
if you're willing.
只要我们愿意,
oh, everything that Gideon said was true.
每一件,基甸所说的是事实。
He was nothing special.
他的确是一个平凡的人。
He did come from the least in the clan.
他的确来一个智慧的家。
And his clan was the least in the tribe.
而他的家族在整个支派中也是最危险的。
Absolutely right on every point.
他的确说的是事实。
And I believe that's exactly why Gideon was chosen.
我想那也就为什么神拣选基甸。
That he might show forth the praises of God.
所以他能够显出神的大能。
It wasn't because Gideon was nobility.
并不是因为他是一个高贵的家族。
Because it was God working in him.
而是因为神在他身上做的事。
To will and to do of his good pleasure.
是按照神的旨意来成就。
I've told you this before, and it probably wasn't all the way back in 1997.
也许不是1997,我讲到这个,也许是在之后。
But I told you about the pastor who had a task for them to do in his church.
我提到说有一个牧师,他的教会有这么一个工作。
But it was kind of an unusual task. It was a task of one person having the opportunity and the privilege to give $10,000 to the work of the Lord.
就是在他们教会当中有一个人有一个恩典能够捐一万块钱做为了神的事工。
And he knew that everyone in his congregation would be that one that wanted to, because it was very special. So not to play favorites, he thought he'd just go up in the balcony of the church. And he took a little feather and he threw it off the balcony. And he said, wherever that feather comes down and flies down, whichever head or shoulder that feather lands on, you're the privileged one to be used by God in this special task.
90%
of the congregation ran out the door. No, not really. They all just sat very still in their seats. They made themselves as small as they could make themselves. And for the next 15 minutes, the only thing you heard in that church was,
Now,
I'm almost to the end of my message. And I want to know if there's anybody here that's willing to let the feather fall on your head or your shoulder. Or are we going to hear a collective? Dear Lord, help us.
主啊, 帮助我们。
Dear Lord, make me willing to do your will. Make me willing to do your will. In other words, not my will, but your will be done. When the Apostle Paul was converted, he said the first thing out of his mouth after he said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, What wilt thou have me to do? Are you willing to say yes to Jesus?
你愿意对主说是我愿意吗?
There's a little chorus, very simple. It says, I'll say yes, yes, yes.
有一个很小的,很简单的卡片说,我说是的,愿意,我愿意,我愿意。
I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes.
主啊,我要说我愿意。
I'll say yes, yes, yes.
我说我答应,我答应。
That sounds kind of silly, but just without the interpretation, because you all know it now. It just goes like this. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes. Yes. Are you willing to say yes?
你愿意说是吗?
Or are you going to say?
还是你要吹气?
You know, the choice is really yours.
你知道选择权在我们手中。
You can be a vessel unto honor, sanctified.
我们可以选择成为贵重的器。
But you need to be willing to purge yourself from the ignoble vessels.
但是你必须要愿意自己脱离低贱的事，脱贵重的器。
You need to be willing to say yes, yes, yes.
你必须愿意说是的，主，我愿意。
You know, I really was going to go on a little bit longer, and Brother Timothy told me that I could.
梁弟兄跟我说，我可以继续的讲。
But I think it would be well for us to stop right here this afternoon.
但是我想我们应该停在这里。
And just think about the commitment that maybe some of you have just made in your heart to the Lord. You know, you might be the vessel in his hands, and he molds and he fashions and he gets 90% done, and then you resist and you say, No more, that's enough. Maybe this afternoon you need to say, Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'll say yes to your will and to your ways.
对你的道路,对你的旨意,主,我说我愿意。
Gideon hardly has started.
基甸根本还没有开始。
But the beginning is to be willing.
但是最重要的事情在开始就是要愿意。
And that's a tremendous beginning.
这是一个非常重要的开始。
Dear Jesus.
哦,主啊。
We thank you that you're here this afternoon. And we thank you for your word. Lord, your word tells us what we need to know to live the Christian life. Your word tells us what we need to know to be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, I believe that if not all, at least most of my brothers and sisters here this afternoon desire to be pleasing. And so this afternoon we pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will break down any resistance in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, in our souls. And that we would be willing to say yes to you. Without reservation. A total commitment and yielding to your will. We would pray that throughout these days, Lord Jesus, that you will work in us. That you will work lasting, permanent changes in our hearts and in our souls. That you would be glorified and honored in our lives and through them. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.